Hey, everybody, mask madness is back. It's time for us to rise up and say you are not going to mask our children. We go through the science of that, and why are they trying to mask us again? Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to email us your questions, do so at freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? A lot. Truth is, I know millions of people. In fact, some people say over 100 million people are struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. People ask me, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. So maybe you want to be able to do cartwheels or be able to do backflips like producer Andrew. Maybe you want to be able to run a marathon, swim under seas, swim underwater, go scuba diving, jump out of an airplane, but maybe it's your knee pain, back pain, joint pain, whatever pain it might be. Maybe Relief Factor is for you. ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com. Front page of the New York Times, CDC again calls for indoor masks as variant erupts, revising its guidance for the vaccinated who live in new COVID hotspots. Revising a decision made just 2 months ago, the CDC said on Tuesday that vaccinated people against the coronavirus should resume wearing masks in public indoor spaces in parts of the country where the virus is surging. CDC officials also called for universal masking for teachers, staff, students, visitors in schools, regardless of vaccination status. I'm going to go back to something that we have mentioned many times here on this program, which is a teaching of Aristotle. Now, Aristotle's the man. Now, not many terrestrial radio show hosts dare mention Aristotle on air, not because they don't know it. It's just they're afraid that people are going to fall asleep and it will cause head-on collisions and traffic accidents. So Aristotle was the man. He was taught by Plato, and Plato was taught by Socrates. Aristotle wrote a couple of very important books, Aristotle's Politics, Aristotle's Ethics, Aristotle's Metaphysics. But there's something with human nature that remains constant. Aristotle wrote this in Book 5, Chapter 11. And those of you that listen to our podcast, you will have heard this a couple times before. Listen to this. Tyrants preserve themselves by not letting there be any schools or other collegial gatherings for leisured pursuits. And here's the kicker. And doing everything that will keep all the people as unknown to one another as possible, since familiarity breeds a greater degree of mutual trust. Let me read that again. Tyrants do everything they can to keep people unknown to one another as possible, since familiarity breeds a greater degree of mutual trust. Masking children is child abuse. Let me say that again. Masking children is child abuse. There's no scientific reason to put a mask on a child. There's no scientific backing to show that schools are spreaders of the Chinese coronavirus. But to read the New York Times, CDC officials call for universal masking. Why would they be doing that? Because they want to breed a greater degree of mistrust. Because familiarity is key. If we trust one another, then tyrants don't have as much power. What's a great way to turn people against each other? You can have them focus on your race all day long. Well, we're already doing that. How about this? How about destroying the humanity by saying you must stand 10 feet away from each other? You can't see each other's face. We believe on this program that your face is a gift from God. The small expressions of anxiety, joy, passion. Aristotle famously said that human beings are the only creatures that can blush. Think about that. We're the only creatures that can show that form of emotion. If we're masked up all the time, are you able to have those in-depth connections? Or are you going to have a greater degree of separation? You know, people say, well, Charlie, America's so divided. I think we're largely divided because we're so physically separate. This manic mask on, mask off game is creating a generation of neurotic children. It's creating a generation rooted in safetyism. I'm sick of this. I don't get angry very often on this show. I get intense. Don't get angry. We can't put up with this crap, everybody. The masking again after 2 months. I thought the vaccine worked. I thought the vaccine was the greatest thing ever. Now they're saying we have to mask again. 63, Biden is asked if the new CDC mask guidance will sow confusion. We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're sowing enormous confusion. Hold on a second, Biden. First of all, he's not saying this. He's just regurgitating what someone said. Why is it then in 100% vaccinated places, if it works so well, that everyone needs to wear a mask? Cut 63.
Pardon? Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were. And then only one thing we know for sure, if those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world. So get vaccinated. If you haven't, you're not nearly as smart as I said you were.
What if I told you that the masking strategy by the CDC is not about public health, it's about political control? What a great way to continue to justify a power grab than to say that human beings shouldn't have relations with one another. Stay apart, you might hurt one another. For a virus that has a death rate that is 0.04%, that's almost immeasurable for children under the age of 30, or people under the age of 30, I should say. Cut 55. Dr. Fauci says that it's time that vaccinated Americans have to mask up indoors again. We have warned you for quite some time. Lockdowns are coming again soon, only if we let them come. We called for the full reopening of America in April of 2020. I can honestly say we've been anti-lockdown since the very beginning. Once we knew what we were dealing with, we said, okay, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, zinc. Stop getting blackout drunk. Walk outside. You can, if you have comorbidities, underlying health conditions, take this very seriously. Young people, know the risks, act appropriately, trust the citizens. That's what liberty is all about. Fauci, being a central planner, Fauci is a social control artist. He is just relishing at the opportunity to stay relevant. Play tape.
Data were clear. Now that we have a Delta variant, that has changed the entire landscape, because when you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a vaccinated person who gets a breakthrough infection with Delta, it is exactly the same as the level of virus in a unvaccinated person who's infected. That's the problem. So those data are very compelling, and that triggered the change in the CDC guideline.
People are getting impatient on the social control side. If you're listening to this and you're not yet vaccinated, force is coming soon. In fact, it's already here. Mayor Bill de Blasio, thank goodness we have a constitution to protect ourselves from these types of people. He says, we've got to shake people at this point and say, come on now. We tried voluntary. We could not have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Free testing incentives, friendly, warm embrace. The voluntary phase is over. You hear that? The people that say, my body, my choice, you can be publicly nude, put heroin in your arm. We need to subsidize looting and rioting. All of a sudden, it seems as if, isn't it interesting how these things always have a bend towards authoritarianism? But this demonstrates a broader point, everybody. Warren Wilhelm, das Mayor of New York City, when they come knock on the door for you, that the lie of liberalism is that hiding behind the free thinking, LSD using, flower wearing liberal is a shock trooper waiting to storm down your door. Hey, everybody. For the last year, a slew of bad policies have weakened America to the point where now even our food supply is in danger. That's why I urge you to get yourself some emergency food from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is America's original patriot preparedness company with millions of American families served. Their food is grown here in America and stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. I'm a big time, some people call it a prepper, I call it smart person who's trying to make sure whatever's going to happen, we're going to be ready for it. My Patriot Supply is a company you can trust because I trust them. And now you can save 25% off their four-week food kit that contains breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. If the Chinese hack our cyber grid, everybody, and all of a sudden there's no electric power, are you able to feed your family for more than a day, 2 days? Do you know that they say after 5 days there'll be total chaos and bedlam in the streets? Grocery stores will be plundered. People in the streets will be tearing each other apart. What will you eat? Well, guess what? With My Patriot Supply, you're able to feed yourself for a very long time. Four-week food kit. Maybe you should get a couple of those. I know I have. You get more than 2,000 calories a day. So even when grocery stores are empty, you won't go hungry. Look, here's how this works. You look at all the psychological studies. They say maybe a suburban area can take it maybe a week without all of a sudden people pointing fingers. Hey, the Jones have more food than we do. How about the Smiths? You think that we'll be able to make without the internet for a week? The Chinese are already planning this. So that's why I'm so excited to be able to share with you this new partner. And here's how you can get food in case things go bad. It's preparewithkirk.com. That's it. And save 25% on vital emergency food. You know, people used to laugh all the time. They say, oh, what are you preparing for? Everything's great. I think after the last year, we have realized that everything's not great. They literally have ransomware attacks or they can shut down trains, meatpacking plants, you name it. So right now, I'm telling you, you got to protect yourself against whatever is coming next. So order now and your four-week kit will arrive discreetly at your door in the next few days. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit preparewithkirk.com. That's preparewithkirk.com. Mask mandates are coming back. Lockdowns are likely coming back for what is now being called the Delta variant. So what is the Delta variant? Well, the case fatality rate of Delta continues to lessen to 0.2% compared to 1.9% with Alpha, which could be obviously due to younger people being infected. But there hasn't been any data to suggest that Delta is deadlier than any of the previous strains. In fact, there's evidence to show that it's less deadly than previous strains. Right now, we are in a seven-day rolling average of deaths from the Chinese coronavirus is now about 324. Ben Shapiro tweeted out, 1,800 people die every single day of heart disease, 1,640 of cancer, 470 by accident, 430 of chronic lower respiratory disease, 410 of stroke, 330 of Alzheimer's. Now, Ben is kind of making the argument I've been making since April of last year. We're now under 300 deaths a day. And the argument is very simple, is that death is an unfortunate part of life. And now minus a fatality rate of 10 or 15%, you're going to have to trust your citizens to live their life. Otherwise, the cost will be greater than the cure. Quote-unquote cure. But what's really driving the masking of children? What is driving the forced vaccinations? Two things. A cult of safetyism and a cult of control. You have a lot of well-meaning parents that are very afraid of anything ever happening to their children. I understand that, by the way. I really do. But that good intention can actually become a negative at some point. The kind of somewhat sloppy description of this is, what, are you going to put your kid in bubble wrap all day long? You kind of heard that expression before, right? Otherwise known as helicopter parents. Now, I struggle with this one, I'll be very honest with you, because I've seen it go both ways. I've seen parents not care at all. And that's really bad. That's actually, in some ways, worse. The kind of bohemian upbringing. Here, go into the woods and figure yourself out. You're 13. Yeah, go deal drugs, whatever. That's really bad, too. And then I've seen the opposite, where parents live vicariously through their children and micromanage everything. And, you know, we had Dan Bongino on our podcast, and I encourage you guys to check it out. And by the way, I'm going to be very honest with you. I really don't know the solution to this. I don't. I just think it has to be the ultimate kind of balance. The best way I can describe it, which is kind of a weird example because I travel a lot, so this example is that you kind of go into a hotel shower and it's like too hot and too cold. You got to kind of figure it out. You know what I mean? And it's like hot enough to kind of be able to, when you first start and you got to kind of turn it down to wash your hair. It's like you're constantly adjusting, I think is the best way I could put it. Constantly monitoring, being very alert, being very aware. But I think the good intentions, which, by the way, good intentions do not always translate into good public policy or good intention, a good results, is the good intentions of parents that care has turned into this fear that you're going to lose your children and you are going to be blamed. And there's kind of this fear of guilt more than the fear of losing your child. Does that make sense? That there's this fear that you might be blamed for that. And no parent wants to live through that, obviously. And again, I'm not saying that you got to go full bohemian, right? Where you just kind of drop your kid off at the side of the street at 3rd and 22nd or whatever. That wouldn't make any sense. But yeah, I guess that's right in New York. And he's like, see you next week. There's downsides to that, obviously. There's upsides. Kids kind of raise themselves. It's kind of Lord of the Flies, like figure it out. Doesn't always work because then I say, where are the parents? Where are the parents? Where are the parents? You got to kind of have that balance. But the balance, I think, is out of whack, especially in suburban America, where parents are really restricting child's development. But it's in a kind of bizarre way, though. It's like parents turn a blind eye to the stuff they really should care about. And I won't even get into that right now. But they seem they are overly intense, in my opinion, about the Chinese coronavirus, the threat it poses against your children, and the destruction it's having to the American way of life. How do we strike the balance between watching out for our children and not coddling them? Well, a great book from our partner, thinker.org, thinkr.org, thinker.org/Charlie, thinkr.org/Charlie is a great place to start. One book that I want to profile. So thinker.org is a place where you guys can get big ideas synthesized in short periods of time. So a great book by Jonathan Haidt and Greg Lukianoff, which is a phenomenal book, which is called The Coddling of the American Mind. I recommend this for everyone listening. It's called How Good Intentions and Bad Ideas Are Setting Up a Generation of Failure. So thinker.org/Charlie. You guys can literally get these ideas in 12 minutes or less. There are three great untruths that have begun to coalesce into a cult of safetyism in the United States, as we've been talking about. These untruths fly in the face of ancient wisdom and modern research, and have proven to be very harmful to the individuals and groups that have imbibed them. Lukianoff and Haidt team up to illuminate these untruths and their effects, as well as to suggest some remedies. So here are some key insights. Again, thinker.org/Charlie. More than just resilient, children are anti-fragile. The belief that what doesn't kill us makes us weaker has fostered the rise in paranoid safetyism. Warnings about unreliable emotions are as old as humanity itself, so perhaps it's not as good idea to make them the basis for dialogue in universities. The untruth that the world is comprised of good and evil people is a natural but polarized tendency. The great untruths of fragility, emotional reasoning, and us versus them have flourished in the soil of helicopter parenting, as we mentioned before, social media, and the decline of child's play. I'll stop right there. As I mentioned with child's play, my parents were very good about this. They wanted me to go out and take risks, be home by dark. I don't know if that happened as much as now with children. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is this kind of, you can kind of go adventure throughout the neighborhoods. I'm not so sure. Raising kids with wisdom means responsibly encouraging independence in action and in thought. Universities can encourage wisdom by putting the pursuit of truth before social justices and upholding free speech and inquiry as quintessential to the life of the university. The Coddling of the American Mind, thinker.org, thinkr.org, so no E, it's thinker without an E, .org/Charlie. You guys can get these big ideas consumed quickly right there, so check it out. The wonderful partners of our show. Rochelle Walensky says that European-style health passes for admission to nightclubs and other venues, well, quote, may well be a path forward. I went on Tucker Carlson's program, and I said that we are entering a South African-style medical apartheid, and people lost their minds. We had people reach out, did Charlie really mean this? Do you want to clarify? No, I mean it. Medical apartheid. So before we listen to Rochelle Walensky, very dangerous person, I want to ask you this question. How is it not apartheid saying that Charlie Kirk, who will remain unvaccinated with the Chinese coronavirus vaccine, can't go to some nightclub? By the way, I don't go to nightclubs, so whoop-de-doo, whatever. He can't go to some library, whatever. How about this? Here's one that's real, though. Charlie Kirk can't speak on campus because he's not vaccinated. That's a real one. They are going to use this as a way to try to discriminate me from speaking on campus. That would be a lawsuit I think they will lose. Because then going after freedom of expression. How is that not apartheid? Living apart. Remember, it's a pattern of the tyrants and the despots to divide people based on race, gender, income level, to sow greater levels of discord. Cut 61.
And just last question, because I know they're doing it in Europe, but you're not CDC director of Europe, which I'm sure you're plenty happy about. But they're issuing health passes there, right? Where, you know, you can go to a disco or a discotheque, as they like to call it there, if you have a health pass. Is that something that the CDC would ever lean into or perhaps advise here?
You know, I think some communities are doing that, and that may very well be a path forward.
Very well might be a path forward. You know, so she worked, what does she work for, the CDC? Yeah. So this is really interesting. I was getting in this robust discussion the other day with a pastor friend of mine when we were talking about the proper role of government. If you want to talk about Article 1, Section 8, the CDC or the FDA is not within the proper form of government, role of government. We've long passed that, thanks to Woodrow Wilson and the German historicist lie and believing in this kind of cult of big government, the era of big government. I will say, though, that it's tempting to want to have public health officials, isn't it? I can understand playing into that urge. You're not a bad person if you want the FDA. For example, the general welfare, right? Now, it's really interesting around this phrase, general welfare. Let me just kind of riff on this for a second. James Madison and Alexander Hamilton disagreed on this phrase, the general welfare. James Madison didn't like it. You know why? James Madison wanted to remove the phrase general welfare because he said, hold on a second. If it means everything you want it to mean, then why are we listing specifically what the government can do later on? If it's an open-ended check for the government to be able to fill in whatever they want, why are we listing and enumerating the powers of government? Hamilton didn't see it that way. Madison from Virginia, Hamilton from New York. And by the way, they mainly agreed on everything. But this one, Madison said, hold on, this phrase general welfare, this can really be abused. And you could say whatever intentions you want. I think generally the people that have pushed for public health or supported it, they probably mean well. No one wants to have pandemic, you know, spreading across the country. And so it's really interesting. I was watching one of the Hillsdale online courses recently, which I take a lot of. We're about to announce a very fun partnership with Hillsdale. Phenomenal place. And Dr. Arnn was having this conversation with his students. And this was years ago. And guess what Dr. Arnn said? He immediately went for this. He said, what happens if there's a pandemic? This was like 4 years ago. He said, who's going to respond to that? Kind of playing devil's advocate. And I thought to myself, and this is the conversation I had with my pastor, big government didn't save us from this pandemic. You could argue big government caused this pandemic. They funded the research at the Wuhan Institute, lied about it, were involved in gain-of-function research. If we didn't have the CDC or the FDA, here's just a very interesting question. Would the Chinese coronavirus ever have been created in the first place? Has the CDC done anything meaningful since the start of this pandemic to actually stop the spread, except lie and propagandize us? I'm not arguing the CDC should be abolished. There are some strict libertarians and some conservatives that are saying that. I think I need to learn more about it. Generally, I'm in the position of getting rid of it, generally. But I'm not quite there because I could see that there's some research and some testing that needs to get done, I guess. I say this as a small government conservative. But cut 59, Fauci says the CDC hasn't changed. The CDC hasn't flip-flopped. Something has changed. What's changed is the virus. You see, Dr. Fauci, what's changed is what you funded and you were involved in. What if in an ironic turn of events, it wasn't the CDC that saved us? It's the CDC that caused the problem in the first place. Play cut 59.
Something has changed, and what has changed is the virus. The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all. What's happened is that when that earlier recommendation was made, we were dealing predominantly with the alpha variant.
You see, a characteristic of the big government types, a characteristic of the central planners, is that they're involved in the creation of a problem. And then they justify more power and more social control for themselves over you to try to solve that problem, which then creates more problems so that they need more control. Let me give you a great example of this. The government was heavily involved in setting artificially low interest rates, in establishing Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and subsidizing bad behavior of the banks leading into the 2008 financial housing crisis. After that, they needed more power, though, to solve the problem that their own power created. So go give us power for TARP, Targeted Asset Relief Program. Give us power for Dodd-Frank, because we need to go solve the problem because the power we had in the first caused the problem. And in reality, it never actually solves the problem. It creates a multitude of thousands of more problems that only exist because the first problem originated because we gave them too much power in the first place. Never let a crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel would say. And that's exactly what's happening here. You see, Vice President Harris, she said that vaccinated people should wear masks in indoor settings while she looks like some sort of super creepy, like futuristic automaton dictator. Like, whoa. Stormtrooper style, like Star Wars. Did you get hit with a big tax bill you weren't expecting? With rates being very low and home equity being high, perfect time to refinance. Look, we're all about refinancing all this. Here's the long and short of it. You should not be giving business to bad companies. So if you're using Goldman Sachs, bad company. Wells Fargo, bad company. JP Morgan, bad company. All these companies, they love BLM. They hate America. And quite honestly, if you're listening to this program, they hate you. And so if you want to take out a loan, here's what I'm going to tell you what to do. Maybe you're a new family. You're like, I want to buy a house and it's my dream house and I want to take out a loan. The good news is that there are partners called Andrew and Todd, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian, andrewandtodd.com. Just save that in your notes, by the way. Just save it in the notes of your phone because you might need it. Like, I don't need it. My banker at Goldman Sachs is just fine. Or my banker at Bank of America is just fine. Like, okay. Then when you go take that loan and you go sign those 95,000 pieces of paper they give you, you know what you're really signing? You're signing contribution forms to BLM Incorporated. That's what you're doing. When you go take out a loan with Chase, when you go take out a loan with Wells Fargo, you might as well go give the money to Joe Biden. So when you go to DC next and you go travel maybe with your family, why don't you just get a cashier's check and drop it off at the White House entrance? That's what you're doing when you bank with these woke losers at Wells Fargo. So take out a loan with the good guys. It's Andrew and Todd. Look, they're just great people. They're Christians. They love the Lord. They love America. And you call them up and just say, I want to speak to Andrew and Todd. That's all you have to say. Charlie Kirk sent me. And their number is 888-888-1172. That's andrewandtodd.com, andrewandtodd.com, 888-888-1172. You go to andrewandtodd.com, 888-888-1172, and say, you should make a vow to yourself. Just make a promise to yourself. I refuse to fund companies that hate America. I refuse to fund companies that hate America. And you have a choice. If you want to take out a loan or just explore the idea of refinancing, andrewandtodd.com, call 888-888-1172. I go out to eat with these guys. They're terrific. They're good people. andrewandtodd.com. I love hearing from you guys, and I don't expect you to agree with everything that we say. In fact, I've been responding to emails almost all day, freedom@charliekirk.com, people saying, it's horrific, tragic, terrible what you've been saying about Simone Biles. I've responded to all of them, and some people respond back. Some people, what's dialogue is all about. Here's just one thing I just pray for you and for me, that we should have clarity over agreement. The one thing about our show, and I get that from Dennis Prager, by the way, my colleague on the Salem Radio Network, is that you might not agree with everything I say, but I will walk you through why we believe what we believe, the place of origination for those ideas, and how rational and reasonable people can come to different conclusions. So you can always email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing your thoughts. And by the way, nowhere near the type of backlash I got for the Meghan Markle thing, the Bruce Jenner thing, or the Juneteenth thing. So this is just Wednesday, okay? All right, let's get to some more sound here. We are going to play Bane, otherwise known as female Bane, known as Kamala Harris. She's wearing this mask, very creepy aesthetic here. Play tape.
The only way we're going to cut this thing off. Nobody likes wearing a mask. Get vaccinated.
So next is coming the vaccine passports. I couldn't understand half of what Kamala Harris was saying. By the way, the mask thing, do you understand how it has ruined our communication with one another? Enough of the garbled mess. You know, I've actually enjoyed, I got to be honest, I've enjoyed going to restaurants and being able to see people's faces lately. I just want to give a shout out to a certain group of people if you're listening. God bless the flight attendants that I've had to put up with this stuff. Seriously, I mean this non-sarcastically. The flight attendants that have had to wear these masks every single day. You really are heroes in my book. Many of you think it's a bunch of nonsense and garbage. I have so much respect for flight attendants as it is. It's a tough job. It's really a tough job. And everyone treats you so terribly, so disrespectfully. And the fact you had to wear these safety blankets on your face. And they do so, so wonderfully, because the flight attendants, you know what? They know that if they don't wear it, then one of the passengers is going to give them a tough time. And a lot of the flight attendants I've talked to, they're really fed up with this stuff. And you know what upsets me? Is that the FAA mandate continues. And the people in the, actually, I think they just reinstituted the mask mandate back in the White House. So the Washington Post and all these other apparatchiks, they write these stories. Charlie Kirk and the right wingers are trying to sow discord in the efficacy of the vaccine, which of course is not true. That is a lie. You know who's sowing discord in the vaccine? Joe Biden. You want to know who's actually sowing vaccine hesitancy? The people sowing vaccine hesitancy are the ones that are now telling you to go wear masks because the vaccine might not protect you. Is that not by definition vaccine hesitancy? Remember when Joe Biden said that vaccine and masks should not be mandatory? I think it's very fair to say everything that Joe Biden ran on was a lie. Cut 64.
Pardon?
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were. And then only one thing we know for sure, if those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world. So get vaccinated. If you haven't, you're not nearly as smart as I said you were.
We can't put up with this, everybody. We have to organize publicly. You have to find people that are like-minded. And if you have to send your child to a school that is masking them, I would highly encourage you to take your child out of that school. You are, and I know there's different circumstances. I know it's not easy. I get that. But do not submit to your child to be abused. A forced mask on a child is abuse. There is no scientific reason for it. There is no moral reason for it. It does nothing but helps assuage the guilt and play into the control of the power grabbers that run the administration and our teacher unions. Parents, it's time to say no more. You will not mask my children. You will not forcibly vaccinate my children. It's time to rise up. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.